The Boys and Girls Club Mission Clubhouse has been open since 1928, helping raise the youth of our community with
sports,
community cleanup,
art,
technological skills,
education,
and free meals.
Their brand new gym helps keep our kids in positive productivity after school activities, and their art studio fosters creativity. Visit them at bgcsf.org for more details or to donate.
What's happening, everybody? What's good to go? I'm Marlon Mraz back on MutinyRadio.fm. I want everybody to say a good hello. Can everybody give me that?
Hey, hello.
All right, now we're going to start something new that we haven't done. We're going to start Jokey-Okey with Gabriel Iglesias and Brian Regan. Now, these jokes, we will be reading them. But we're going to sound like we're actually doing them. So, hope you enjoy them. So, I'm gonna go up first, then Carlos, then Arthur, and then Ivan. So enjoy and see what you think. Am I sounding really wrong, or is it? Is that your alarm clock? Jesus! Don't put your alarm on right now. That was a good song, though. Oh, okay. And then we're having a little friend. We gotta say it about Arthur because he's leaving right now.
Dude,
that's so horrible.
Wait, we should turn it a little because it's only three of us.
Yeah, he's leaving right now. All right, we'll start it up. Here's one from his jokes. Last comic standing. My favorite people to play off, have fun with, are police officers because they're so serious. You know, they gotta be, you know, check this out. I get put over one night coming out of a Krispy Kreme drive-thru. Don't get ahead of me. Listen, well, I made a left turn to something right, but I wasn't paying attention because I had a box. And I was like, oh, you're gonna get home. You're gonna get in when you get home. Oh, you've been so bad. You missed out. Ah! I'm not paying attention. I go the wrong way. Sure enough, woo! Ah! Later. I'm sitting there patiently waiting for the cop, but he's taking it forever. So you know what? To hell with this. He's taking too long. I grab my box, put it on my lap, I flipped it open right. Oh, I was gonna get nasty. I was just like, one of my donuts, the cock gets his window and just says the same thing as they all say, right? You know what? I stopped you. It was too easy. I looked at him because I said, because you can smell it. Now I'm gonna have someone else do it. So I'm gonna have, instead of Arthur, I'm gonna have a guy named Romero. So, take it away.
Reason why I used to say is because now there are six. I met the new one in Las Crucas. The original five levels are big, healthy, husky, fluffy, and damn. People ask, what could be bigger than damn? The new level called Oh Hell No. What's the difference? You're still willing to work with a level 5. Example, if your friend and his really big guy gets on you and your friend looks at each other and you're like, damn, but you still let the big guy ride your elevator, that's the difference. Level 6, you see walking towards your elevator. Woo! Close door button. Oh, hell no. 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 That's the difference. The guy that I met was 6'8", 614 pounds. Oh, hell no. And he was anything. He was offended at my show by not by anything that I said, but because of the fact that now at the shows I started selling t-shirts and apparently I didn't have his size. Keep in mind, I go all the way up to X on the t-shirts and he was like, you don't have my size. I was like, dude, I didn't know they made you. I have to 5X. I don't have X. A picture of a dinosaur on the back of the tag, you know?
Good one.
All right, now we're going to have Brian Regan's jokes up. In a store, I saw that peanut butter and jelly in the same jar stuff. What's the point of that? I'm lazy, but I want to meet a guy who needed that. I couldn't go for a sandwich, but now I can go for open two jars.
I don't know what the hell is going on with cranberries, but they're getting in all the other juices. Whoever the salesman is for cranberries is doing a great job. He's showing up everywhere. Hey, you got some apples? Put some cranberries in there. We call it cran apple and go 50-50. What you got grapes? How about cran grape? What you got mangoes? Cran chomp. Wait, cran mango. What you got pork chops? Cran chops. Why don't you back off, cranberry man? Why don't you take your sales trophy and have a vacation? Wait, let me add one more joke. Let me add one more joke. That's the end of the joke.
All right, but make it quick.
Let me add my simple little joke. I just did it on the spot. So you could say the cranberry in the cram. Oh my God, I don't know how to say it. Cramming them in there. Cranberries. Yeah. Next.
All right, Carlos, take one.
I am looking at the Pop-Tarts and box, and I notice they have the restaurant on there. I give up on this species. They have toaster directions, which I'm not making this up. The toaster directions are longer than one step. I don't know how that's possible that the directions are longer than one. Do you think it would be? Step one, toast up Pop-Tarts. Go ahead, toast them. It's okay. Hey, are you still reading this? I was reading a fig Newton's label. I always liked them, and I was trying to see if it was okay to eat them. Everything looked pretty good. The fat content and everything, so I'm thinking I could eat these. I look at the serving size, 2 cookies. Who the hell eats 2 cookies? I eat a fig Newton's by the sleeve. 2 sleeves is a serving size.
Nice.
Yay.
You know what I figured out? And this is the truth. You can microwave a Pop-Tart. That just blew me away that you could do that. How long does it take to toast a Pop-Tart? a minute and a half, and you went it dark. People don't have that kind of a time. Listen, if you need to zap fry your Pop Tart before you head out the door, you might want to loosen up your schedule.
Not. The hard part was being the kid that got sent in first to calm mom down before you dragged in the actual banged up brothers. So you'd have to run. Hey mom, everything's fine. I just wanted to run in at full speed and say hi. And okay, so you know Kevin?
Sorry, I messed that one up. I didn't erase that.
Start with the dairy. I've got to lay off the dairy. Oh, and lay off the dairy. I'm like, what kind of blanket sweep is that? Lay off dairy. He should have just said, and no more happiness.
What were thinking right before you hit the ground, Evel? What were you thinking? I remember thinking, hey, did I turn off the iron? Then my leg cracked in half. Then I was thinking, hey, maybe I should get a puppy.
They have the x-ray area. I don't mind going through it, but I get tired of businessmen who make way too big a deal out of the computers. Excuse me, I have a computer here. I don't know how you're going to handle this. My computer. Oh, is he from the future? They've been around a while, pal. I think they have made it. I had a way to handle your computation machine.
Oh.
I eat like a kid sometimes. I like Chef Boyardee, the ravioli. But they have some stuff I've never seen in real Italian food world. You never been in a nice Italian restaurant? Hi, how are you? Like, start with a nice bottle of Chianti and a couple of Caesar salads to get started. And I'm gonna have a beef ravioli and some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the lady.
Politicians have a lot to deal with these days. It's a different world, you know. Who I feel bad for, Arab Americans who truly want to get into crop dusting, could be their lifelong dream, and every time they ask for a pamphlet, all hell breaks loose.
They have a section called New Baby. I don't think you need the word new. They have to clear up confusion. Do you have an old baby section? 'Cause my friends had a baby, and I let time get away from me, and he's 12.
Okay, the cranberries we already did.
Well, I got no idea. I actually kind of quit off stage. Quiet off stage. A lot of people don't realize that, but I was at a dinner party recently. A bunch of people that I don't know. One guy's talking, plenty of everybody. Me and myself, right, and... Then myself and me, could I tell this one about I? Cause I was talking about myself and me and me and me and me 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 me. Beware the me monster. All right, now we're gonna have some Jim Gaffigan jokes.
It's amazing how emails have changed our lives. You ever get a handwritten letter in the mail today? What the? Has someone been kidnapped?
I love how New York is so multicultural. I wish I was ethnic. Because if you're Hispanic and you get angry, people are like, he's got a Latin temper. But you know, a white guy and you get angry, people are like, that's a jerk.
When they first introduced the water, I thought it was so funny. I was like, bottle water? Ha ha ha. They're selling bottle waters, I guess. I'll try it. This is good. This is more watery than water. Yeah, this has a, this has got a water kick to it.
I come from a very large family, 9 parents. Life is a little easier for attractive people. Think about if a stranger smiles at you and they're attractive. You think, oh, they're nice, but the stranger's ugly. You're like, what do they want? Get away from me, weirdo.
Have you seen the bologna that has the olives in it? Who's that for? I like my bologna like a martini with an olive. I'll have the bologna sandwich dirty.
That's an alcohol joke.
I think it'd be great if you had a kid that ended up being a pope. That would be the ultimate bragging rate. Oh, your son's a son? Yeah, ours is a pope. Oh, they have a house? He has his own city. All right, guys, that was Jokioki.
Yay!
Let's like go to board.
Yeah. Roberto,
knock,
I need
there?
Some music in here. Yeah.
Now we're just gonna play a little bit of music.
No thumb downs in this one. We are not playing ranchero music, okay? That is the last thing we knew. Freaking Mexicans coming out of nowhere. Please no.
I just had a pervert. Huff that up, yes, you know what I'm saying? We gonna do a little something like this, you know what I'm saying? Keep it on and on and on and on and. You know what I'm saying? Big Nas, Grand Wizard. What is it like? You know what I'm saying? Yo, gang. I rap for listeners, blunt heads, fly ladies, and prisoners, Hennessy holders, and old school and then I'll be dissing the unofficials that mo woolly tie. I dropped out of coolie high, gas the block, work at cutie pie, jungle survivor, focus the lava. My man put the battery in my back, a difference from energizer. Sentence begins to dent it with formality, moderation's infinite, money wise, a physiology, poetry that's a part of me. Retardedly, Bob, I dropped the ancient manifested hip hop, straight off the block. I reminisce a park chance, my man was for a sheep coat. Chocolate blessing, make me see I'm dropping my own steel mode. It's real, grew up in tripe life, the times of white time, the high fives, murderous night times, the night fights and bright crimes. Chill on the block with Carniac, cold strap, with my beef that's in the dark, money market interact. No sign of the beast and a blue Chrysler, I guess that means peace for no second shice device to just snipe ya. Start off the dice, roll a match for crap to CeeLo. What's our bet, so roll a deuce, nothing below.
Peace God,
now this shit's explained. I'm taking niggas on a trip straight through memory lane. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that. Is the real showbiz? My window faces shoot out drug overdoses. Live amongst the roses, only the drama. For real, this blade is my fate. My medicine is the ganja. Here's my basis. My razor embraces many faces. Your telephone blow, black stitches of fatulaces. People's a petrol, dramatic. I am an old nigga, blow. I let blow and back down, popo when I'm back. So my pen taps the paper, then my brain's blank. I see dark streets, hustling brothers who keep the same rank, pumping for something. Some are prosperous or fail. Judges hanging in niggas, uncorrect bells. Direct sales, my intellect prevails. From my hanging cross with nails, I reinforce the frail with lyrics that's real. Word to Christ, a disciple of streets, trifle on beats. I decipher prophecies through a mic that say peace. I hung around the older rules while they sling absent sting backs. They spoke with fat cat that's again name a bell rings. Blacks and fame scream about supreme team of Jamaica Queens thing. Uptown was outpost, son. Heard he was kingpin. Yo, fuck rappers real. Watch the earth stand still. Never talking to snakes because the words a man kill. True in the game as long as blood is blue in my vein. I pull my Heineken brew to my deceased crew in memory lane.
Coming out of the streets. Coming out of the streets.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us on MutinyRadio.fm. I'm Marlon Morales. I thank you guys.
Bye.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Carlos, bye.
My name is Julian. I'm Julian.
Hey, Wardo! Get in! I'm trying to kill you.
My name is Jeff, and I like pizza.
You said it wrong. You said it wrong. My name Jeff.
I love pizza.
I like turtles.
My name is Anthony.
My name is Ivan. Bye.
My name is Anthony Berrera de la Rosa Guadalupe Martínez.
Oh, gracias, güey. Saludos, Anthony.
And I'm an immigrant.
Te voy a cachar con la migra.
All right, so we're just going to close off with a little instrumental called Marvin by Thelonious Martin.
Thank you.
3, 4.